might be littering, and maybe coming in might be some that leaf that's gone dead.
I'm going to call to order the July 25th, 2016 Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee to order. Could I have introductions starting with Mr. Daly?
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Charlie Eager, Clerk.
Fran Parks, Chairwoman. Is there any public comment?
Is one of you girls Keeley? They're here for public comment.
Okay. You have to step up to the microphone and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jenny Griffin.
Okay, and Keeley.
Hi, I'm Keeley Frazel.
These are two of the girls that were part of the group that put on the play, mm-hmm. and they would like to use the hall again in August, and I asked them to come and make their request here tonight.
Okay. So I have a couple of problems with the last time that you used it. One, the piano wasn't put back on where it belongs, and it's extremely heavy, so I had to get some people to do that for me. And there was quite a bit of damage done to the paint job that I had to do some touch-up painting on. And you used some sort of indelible marker on the floor of the stage. Those are my concerns. You know, if you can guarantee to me that you can bring props and things in and out of this building without hitting the doors, the woodwork, or then fine. But go ahead.
First of all, we'd like to sincerely apologize about all those damages. If you would like us to, we can reimburse you for the piano and any of the things that you had to fix. Truly, we can if you would like. And then, so the other show that we're doing, that first show we did was a lot bigger than the one we plan to do next, which it required furniture, of course, and so all the things moving in and out. The next show we plan to do, the only thing that we would use is a yoga ball. That's the only prop that we would need. Yeah, so I mean, there would be probably zero moving things in and out. So that's it.
What did you use on the stage?
It was like porch furniture, and the boys.
No, I mean to make your marks.
Our friend Johnny, who's also involved in the company, he said that he did use chalk on the stage. We are completely unaware of anything else that may be on the stage. We didn't use anything except for chalk. I am unaware of any of them.
Well, there are two black lines on the stage. And the other thing is, which I explained when I was here prior to the stove sharding, is that the spotlights, unfortunately, are not available for use. Those spotlights are circa...
Probably older than I am.
Yeah, right. You know, at least circa 1940, and they're not grounded, so they can't.
Okay.
Sorry, but they can't be used in the building.
If we were able to use the hall again, would you allow us to rent our own spotlight to use?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Careful taking them
we
in.
Just
yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those two.
What were the dates you wanted?
August. What was it? 24th, 25th, 26th, and 28th.
Okay. Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Fine.
Okay, you've got it, girl.
Thank you.
So
we really appreciate your time and apologize for any of those damages. We really do. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Any other public comment? No other public comment. Is anyone recording the meeting? Amy is recording. So, committee organization.
I nominate Fran Parks to continue as chairman.
Mr. Goldstein?
I would ask Fran Parks if she wants to serve as chairman.
I'm not asking.
Yeah, right.
I'm not 100. Yeah, I'll keep going.
Good. I'll second the nomination.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 I want to thank you because.
Yes. I'd quit before I'd take it again.
I can't believe the amount of work you put out stuff, and also I've learned a lot from you, so thank you.
Thank you. So, Mrs. Hadley, would you like to be our representative on the bylaw committee?
I'll do that,
yes. Mr. Goldstein, would you like to be the representative on the Policy Advisory Committee?
Sure.
Sure. Great. So I think that covers that. Next is the treasurer, and the first item on that is the contract extension. I believe I sent everyone copies.
Yeah.
Like I say, I've got everything there. I didn't have time to print it out.
Okay. So, any questions? Any questions or concerns?
None. None on my side.
Okay. So, I think we probably need a motion with a vote to continue with the contract.
Okay.
Which? Probably this down here.
I move that we extend the contract with FAA beginning July 1st, 2016 and continuing up to December 31st, 2016. At a monthly fee of $3,850 a month.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The next item on the agenda is the shared treasurer with West Barnstable. Mr. Daly and I met with the chief, the president of the Prudential Committee, Van Northcross, and the assistant chief on the 18th for about an hour. And mostly what we went through was, specific requirements to be a treasurer for a district, which actually we don't want a treasurer. We wanted a CPA or an accountant. Mike, have you met again to?
Well, Joe and I are the outcome of that meeting was to set a schedule that would track along your monthly meetings and get you to your objective of getting a replacement by the first of the year. So we agreed for both districts to extend until you found permanent replacements. And the game plan is for your August and their August meeting, we will have a, it's not really a job description because both parties aren't even sure if they're looking for a contractor or a employee, but a marketing device of some sort that defines, so that's targeted, their meeting's a week before yours, so they'll get it on their August agenda and then you'll do it on yours and hash that out, and then the plan is to move it further in the September meeting and to be basically into the market by October with a rollout that gets somebody in place before the end of December. So it may be that you go in your own path. There's no guarantee, but I think the consensus is that it helps both districts to market simultaneously and offer as much as two districts worth of business or employment than one. We have started working on a draft job description for lack of better definition. And we'll meet that deadline. So you'll have a draft in advance of your meeting for August.
Okay, great.
Right.
And we discussed the relative benefits, and one that Mike left out was that we can share the advertising costs for the position, which will be very helpful.
I do have a couple of other things that I haven't reported into on, and I just wanted to let you know the new gentleman that was elected to the fire board, he has asked us not to pay him, so he's foregoing any salary for fiscal 17, so I thought that you should be aware of that.
I've told him in the past that a public employee had to take salary.
Can we pay him a dollar?
Well, he won't accept anything.
Okay.
We tried to enroll him into the payroll program and get his social security number and so forth and his tax forms, and he just doesn't want to be paid. I know it's been done by Councilor Crocker and the town side. In some cases, I've had to not pay elected officials because they had both the town job and the elected job, and conflicts of interest prohibited. So I don't think if I've seen that many examples of people not getting paid, I don't think you can afford it.
And this was for what responsibility again?
He's a fire commissioner. No. The elected fire commissioner that the district elected in May has basically disenrolled from the payroll system. He's not going to accept I know you met last week. I'm sorry, I was off Cape the day of the USDA meeting, mm-hmm. but it continues. Well, I kind of forced it to where it got to, but there's more forms have come in. I'm working on some more forms this week. We are setting up the wire instructions for the bank this week, so that's progressing and very well. The tank has, if you haven't noticed, kind of stopped. So we've done all of the insurance renewals, and we've completed a pretty good comprehensive review of all the buildings. This building is now covered by the rest of the former carrier. We've confirmed all the contents and values for all the properties. We picked up some duplication in some of the water properties. We've got all the vehicles properly scheduled. The new fire truck has been delivered.
Oh, they've got it?
Yeah.
Yes, and it's registered. And the district appropriated $25,000 to repair the other truck, so that's gone off to be repaired. And the old truck, being gone, we still only have the two, so there's no trade in yet.
Right, correct.
So we've added the third truck to the insurance schedule, which will drive up the cost a little bit while we cover the three. But the tank was supposed to come on. The schedule we had originally seen from the contractor was that we were going to pick that insurance up on that new tank 1 August. And now they're saying maybe 1 January. So we're saving the cost of the current tank. We're still insuring the other one that needs to come down. So that'll come off the schedule at some point in the next year. May not be till almost year end. And the new tank won't come on until we take custody of it. Working. So
yeah.
Insurance is in really good shape, and we're on budget. We've also met with the medical coverages and the accident. We've made some changes there to stay within budget. So I think insurance is in really good shape, better than it's ever been before.
Great.
I sent you an email about the FA, financial advisor, that Cape Cod 5 kind of pulled the plug
right.
on that side of the business that they've been doing for years. First Southwest has agreed to take the district. It's a perfect fit for us. Most of the Cape communities are going with First Southwest, so we shouldn't miss a beat. We'll arrange to transfer the files from Cape Cod 5 to First Southwest, and their first real task will be to get the disclosure documents filed with the SEC on a timely basis come post-audit.
You did mention about going to Southwest that we'll probably be incurring a charge of $5,000 to $7,000 a year.
There'll be some cost that you never had to pay because of the relationship with the bank. I sent them up some of our background and our anticipated needs. I also just completed the Standard & Poor's review of the district's bond rating, and that was held at the AA+, so we're still pretty nicely thought of by the risk community. So we will incur something, and once we have a better sense of what that's going to be and when it is, we'll see if we can afford to finance it within our own operating budget. If we do need a reserve fund transfer, we'll queue up for that.
Okay.
So the USDA, the First Southwest, the insurance, the tank, and the salary, those were the things I wanted to report.
I have some questions. With respect to the insurance, the truck that's being taken offline to be refurbed, do we need to have total insurance on that?
Well, it's not that much. You'd have to cancel the registration. So it would cost us more in registration fees than we're ever going to save on insurance. Because you can't cancel your insurance on a vehicle unless you turn in your plates.
Right. Okay,
so the truck's in Middleborough, I think. We got it up there. We could take the plates up, turn them in, and then re-register it to drive it home.
Okay, yeah.
I think we're okay. It won't kill us, and we're budgeting for it.
Yeah. On the USDA loan, I'm sure you're aware we got a $500,000 grant instead of a $200,000 grant.
Well, I knew that. I very much know that. I've been working on that. I had a lot to do with that.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of my efforts in that whole process, yes. And it's the engineer that put together the forms kind of miscalculated, so I've got a $25,000
Right.
We'll draw that down just so you understand. They basically find the both of the districts is $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000, $2,000,000 So we will basically use cash first.
No. I'm for
paying. That is what we would think if we were thinking from corporate stuff.
Yeah.
So some value is moving like this, the longer we pay it off, she could have been
more. Yes, you're paying off inflated money. But with the fixed payment, the payments, at least the initial payments, are significantly more than the payment where you gradually pay. So can we
gives you a quicker pay down a higher nut because down maybe a year.
Absolutely. So the first several years we have a higher nut to crack. Can we do that? No.
Yes. And the other approach sort of gives you a fixed fee of budget for a year. But I don't assume that we're going to make that decision.
Well, no,
one thing that your lawyer did when you deferred the package was he wants you to pay off as quick as you can because you're qualified by all the federal requirements for,
the things we do normally.
The things you pay for do normally, but it's a good advice to pay off. I think we'll go to 40 years.
And as long as Fran doesn't harass me, we'll be all right. A question, it's kind of a statement on the S&P AA+. I mean, what did we have a rating? Any kind of a done rating or
anything?
Yeah.
So you have to be we're small enough that they do it every 2 years because the only rating is the gap for the bond of the bond is based on what we look like. But the last time we did it was 2 years ago.
And what was it then?
They held it up.
And before that, 4 years ago? Okay.
I may have been involved
in
the they may have never gotten it done before because you issued it like not all that long before I got it. So this may only be the second time around. Yeah, it would have rated it.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that we have had a rating before because at one point the treasurer resigned and I was the clerk, and the Prudential Committee at the time wanted to see one person do both jobs. And like an idiot, I said I'd do it. I was way in over my head, and one of the things I had to do was a bond issue. And that's when I put a bank out of business, if you listen to the young lady that called me after I selected a bank that wasn't hers. And we did have a Standard & Poor's rating at that time, and I don't remember if it was double A or what, but it was A's. Yeah. No.
What's the highest, triple A?
Triple A.
Triple A.
Okay, so we're just one notch below. Yeah, triple A plus. Yeah. Should we consider, like, you know, putting a brief couple of lines in the Stuart Currents with the fact that S&P is rated as AA plus?
If you want to blow our horn, I don't see anything wrong with it.
No,
I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that, yeah, and that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why you're at the typewriter fan, it's a AA plus the fact that we got more on a grant, got $500,000 on the grant rather than $200K.
So I just wanted to let you know one of the holdups is the painting of the tank because of the humidity.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
Sure.
So. Okay.
Oh, that's
yeah. Great. Freedom Hall, use of the parking lot. So the letter that you composed to the LaPointes, I had Mr. Boudreau go over, and he complimented you on it. So that's gone off.
I've known Mark a long time.
So that's gone off, and I haven't heard from them.
Okay.
And also, there have been several landscape trucks parked in the lot when I've come in. So I know we were talking about a sign,
yeah.
But I just... I honestly don't think it would be of much use.
Probably not. People don't read signs very often.
Yeah. So.
Even when they're lost and trying to find a route sign.
Yeah. So I think we'll just have to, I'll just keep on notifying people who are parking here.
Yeah, if we see a commercial vehicle parked there and can get the number,
we can contact them.
I will send you an email.
If we don't put up a sign and there's an accident and we're responsible for it, I'm looking at this. And if we put up a sign and they ignore it anyway, then they're responsible.
You're
for it.
Cool, but you know, the insurance company cut out a lot of the
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing under the parking lot I wanted to have people think about is a bike rack. I don't know if the yacht club has been using the hall this summer.
They have not used it yet this summer. They usually do use it. Call me and see if they can use it if it's a rainy day, because
okay.
they do have a meeting every morning. But we haven't had any
rain.
Right. And they do have it booked for some date, the end of August, for their annual dance.
Right.
And there again, Tom Burgess and his wife usually host the dance. But if it's a miserable night, they want to have it here.
So, that's it. I'm getting a price on adding the dimmer for these lights in the balcony.
Yes.
Which is inconvenient. And, if somebody's using this building and they don't have a key, they can't get to it. So I'm getting a price for putting the dimmer down here.
Mm-hmm.
And that would save anybody from going up there. High Street.
Okay, what about you have doors as well?
Doors. Obviously the person, Mr. St. Peter, is gone from the left the hall. Haven't heard from him and
I'll call him.
No, that's okay.
I know him.
No, you don't need to.
Okay.
I was talking to our treasurer about it, and he said that we can have one of the problems with getting this done is that the person doing it has to buy all the supplies. Okay, and it's hard for a single contractor to be able to afford $5,000, $7,000 in supplies. So Mr. Daly told me that we could set it up so that the district bought the supplies that were required for the job. And then we could have someone do the job. So I'm getting a list of the needed supplies and where the best place would be for us to set up an account.
Well, it is the strangest thing to me, but everybody that uses this hall opens this exterior door out here. It doesn't go anywhere. They don't even go out there to smoke.
There's no cigarette butts.
But they go out there and they unlock the door and never lock it up again.
They never close it.
That's the sometimes it's left wide
open.
So.
And I'm also looking into possibly replacing these 300-watt bulbs that we have up here
mm-hmm.
with LEDs.
Yes.
See if that's good.
Do they make 300-watt LED?
Well, I'm checking that. I have somebody checking that for me.
Yeah, because I don't know. They do, yeah, go for it, because they use about between 5 and 10% of the power that these hogs do.
Yeah, right, that's okay. High Street. So last, I don't even remember what day, it was Friday, I think. I was at the fire station. I can't see very well, but I can hear extremely well. I walked into the fire station, and I thought I heard some of the gravel in the parking lot of 56 High Street being moved around. I'd seen a truck parked there. I didn't know whose it was, and I asked the fire station, people in the fire station, if they knew who the truck belonged to, and they said no. So I walked over there, and there was a gentleman with a shovel and a wheelbarrow.
Taking the gravel?
Taking the gravel. And he was taking the gravel to the yellow house next door, the old Nickerson house, for... So I told him, you can't take the gravel. This is public, owned by the fire department, blah, 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 blah. So that seems to have been settled, and supposedly the gravel's been returned. Prior to that, just after the week of the 4th of July, I was over there, and a car pulled in and opened up the back hatch. And they started unloading Stop and Shop, literally, and walking through the parking lot and going to the yellow house. So apparently they've been telling people they're renting their house that they can use our parking lot, for their renters. Obviously, we're not insured for that. So,
there are nice people that live in there.
I want to put a chain across there, and I think they need to remove their boat.
They also
Mrs. Hadley very graciously allowed the people.
What's the name? McDonald.
McDonald.
Bob and Sharon.
Bob and Sharon.
Yeah.
To put their boat in our yard, but that obviously spilled over into
parking and gravel.
Parking and gravel and various other things. So
maybe we just ought to let him use it through the season since he gave him that okay. I'm just thinking it might cause some hardships, and then tell him, hey, next year that's not possible. It's just an idea.
Yeah, well, we can do that, but I still want to put a chain up to keep other people out. So I'll look into I'll look into the cost of the change.
They can always put it in our backyard. We don't have any boats in the yard at the moment. We usually have three or four there every winter.
So the next is the office trailer. So, Stan, I would like to know if you'd like to take on the job of getting information about office trailers and what we need to do with the town to put one there.
Well, I called Deborah. What's her name? I still have it on the my computer. And she said the office trailer is not the issue. She says you have to get a building permit to do what you're going to do there. You want to put an office trailer there. Okay. So that's the key. And then we were talking about the next item on, the structural evaluation. So it seems to me, I think we agreed in the spring that we need to do the structural evaluation first to find out what do we need to do the building. We may not need to put office trailers there.
Okay, that's fine. I have Tim. What's Tim? Architect.
Love.
Yeah, Tim Luff gave me the name of Kevin McDonald, McKenzie, sorry, who's a structural engineer, and I've been in contact with him prior to the annual meeting, and he's in Brewster, and he can do a structural evaluation of the 56 High Street building, and the cost would be $2,500. Right. So if somebody would like to make a motion to engage Mr. McKenzie.
I move we engage Mr. Kevin McKenzie of Brewster to perform a structural evaluation of 56 High Street for the sum of $2,500.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So that takes care of High Street.
Yeah, so the office trailer is kind of an abeyance till we find out what we need to do with the structure.
Okay. So get that started tomorrow. The Cape Light Compact?
Yes.
Yeah, you can help.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, correct. Yeah, I've contacted her and told her he's no longer a member of the board.
Been around for a long time.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, because she's 2 months behind the ball as it is now. Yeah.
Well, then I make a motion that we instruct Cape Light Compact that we want to continue our association with Siemens and extend the contract.
Let me second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. I'll let her know. Yep. So our final item is an open meeting law complaint filed by Ms. Cates on was initiated June 28th. And I have yet to receive a copy of the complaint. Did you bring it with you? No. Okay. No. The
if you're sending me through the website, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Neither did we.
Yeah. You can just leave it at the station if you want. Thank you.
Do you have a soft copy? You have it on the computer? Can you email it to me? Is that okay?
I prefer not to have my personal address used. I would prefer not to have my personal address used. Okay. So, I had a call from the Attorney General's office on Friday informing me of this complaint, and we hadn't, responded. And I had never gotten anything in my email. And I've been in contact with the folks at the county, the IT department, and there's been a problem with the switchover. It's on the email server for the email accounts as GoDaddy. So they're working on that right now to fix that.
Are we going to have to log on to the county server to get the mail, or is it automatically going to be forwarded to us somehow?
Well, that's what was happening with GoDaddy, and they seem to think that that's where the problem is. I thought that when we signed with the county that they would be hosting the email also, but apparently between Patricia and the folks at the county had made the decision to leave it intact with GoDaddy until the 31st of December. And then transfer it over. So it never got transferred over. Rick Pisano also had some problems with the email. So along with that, I have a couple of things I want to say about the open meeting law complaints. One, I'm no longer going to be responding to these complaints. I want Mr. Boudreaux to do it. It's extremely time-consuming, can be frustrating at times to deal with those people in Boston. And I just don't want to do it anymore. I did it because it saved the district money rather than using the services of Mr. Boudreaux, but which is probably, going to be now costing $800 to $1,000, for his services during if any more complaints come in. But I just don't want to do it anymore. When Rick Barry went to renew his law license, he had to put down the open meeting law complaints filed against him. I have a Massachusetts drug license. I also have a DEA license, and not to mention my physician assistant license in the state of Massachusetts. And I understand that these are civil complaints and would be a civil fine, but I'm just no longer interested in putting those at risk for any problems. I'd also like that any future open meeting law complaints submitted by anyone come by snail mail, not email, but be mailed through the post office. And I'd like to have that, information put on the website so that people will know we need to have it mailed.
That's a good idea to me.
So
I have a comment I'd like to make, too.
Okay. So I just, that will prevent this problem from occurring again in the future. And that's all I have to say.
A lot of these open meeting law complaints have alleged that we discuss things outside meetings. I don't need anybody to tell me how to think on any subject or how to vote on any subject. And if I happen to frequently think along the same lines as another member of the committee, that's not an open meeting law violation. And if you don't believe that I mean what I say about nobody's going to change my mind, I'll change it if I feel it's necessary. Ask my husband.
Dan, any comments?
Since you brought it up, in the open meeting law complaints, there's been a lot of assumptions, not backed by facts. And I can state also that I do not communicate with these people except for an administrative thing. I said I was going to be on vacation today and I wouldn't be here. Then I said, well, I'm going to change it because I wanted to be here. We just don't communicate outside of this hall.
I don't even see you in the library anymore to have the opportunity.
7 years is enough.
So is your wife mad at us now that you changed your plans?
No. It worked.
I'll bet.
It's actually surprisingly easy, though.
Okay. Last item on the agenda is the minutes of the 27th of June, and also I finally got around to doing the minutes of 29th of April, which I believe I sent copies to both of you of those.
Like I say, I have got everything in a folder, and I didn't have time because I was tied up on a lot of other things today.
So can I have a motion? Did you get to read those?
I did, but I need to abstain because I wasn't here, so I can't,
You were here for the 29th. April 29th meeting.
Oh, April 29th. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was looking at 27th June.
Okay.
I make a motion. We accept the minutes from the April 29th meeting.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I make a motion. We accept the minutes of the 27th June 2016 meeting.
I second that.
Aye.
Aye.
I'll have to abstain because I wasn't here, so I can't.
So moved.
And then we'll adjourn.
Oh, can I just?
Oh, okay.
I just if anybody sees a whole lot of cars in the parking lot tonight, the Sullivans, who live at 990, are hosting a wedding party night before the wedding.
I did put parking lot in.
Okay. So they're going to be using the parking lot for that from 6 to 10 or something. Now I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Done. We're adjourned.
Brenda. Hello.